story called Longbow's Justice.
The first thing I did after joining the Calgary Police Service, when I finally had a steady paycheck, was save up and buy a horse. Her name is Coffee. She's beautiful. I stable at Bragg Creek, and I'm out here every chance I get. We're riding along the timber line in the Elbow Valley, about an hour southwest of the city. To the north is the Bow Valley Corridor, to the south the Kananaskis, and to the west is Mount McDougall.
Good girl.
I'm Constable Tannis Bailey, and I'm the happiest woman in the world today.
Oh, easy, Coffee. What is it? Let's go have a look.
Okay, so this is weird. It's a kennel in the middle of the bush by the side of an old logging road. And a rusty Airstream trailer.
Hello? Anybody here? Hi there, guys. What the heck are you doing way out here?
They're all huskies.
I didn't see you. Where'd you come from?
Sorry if I startled you.
How about stunned? This guy looks like Daniel Boone on mushrooms. He's dressed all in buckskin with tassels and fringes, and there's a knife in a sheath at his hip. His hair is pure white and hangs in braids past his shoulders. He's tall and thin, about 25. An albino.
Are these dogs yours?
Oh, no, not mine.
What are they doing way out here?
I don't know yet. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Who are you?
I'm with the Animal Alliance Society.
How'd you get out here?
I walked. Bald eagle.
Where?
I look up. An eagle glides overhead. And when I look back, the albino in buckskin has vanished.
Hello?
When I get back to the town site of Bragg Creek, I go straight to the Fish and Wildlife office. I find the fish cop behind the building chopping wood. His name is Morris, and Morris is macho.
A kennel, you say?
Yes, sir. A portable one extending back into the bush right behind the trailer. The bush had been cleared to make room for the pens, and there were tire tracks around, but no vehicles.
How many dogs?
Seven.
Huskies?
Yes, sir. All adults. They had food and water, and they didn't look abused or anything, but they still seemed pretty glad to see me.
And a man dressed in buckskin with long white hair?
Yes, sir.
An albino, you say?
Yes, sir, and he said the dogs weren't his, and so I was just wondering if you knew anything about it. Do you know the logging road I mean?
That whole area is etched with old logging roads.
I could take you up there.
What did you say your name was?
I didn't. It's Bailey.
How long have you been riding horses, Bailey?
Oh, about a year or so. Why?
That's a long ways off the beaten trail for a novice.
It's in my nature, sir.
Well, I suggest you stay a little closer to town unless you tell me first. All of those trails back up in there are in my jurisdiction, and some of them are pretty dangerous. Did you get a look inside of the trailer?
No, sir. It was locked.
Well, thanks for your cooperation. I'll go up there and have a look for myself, and if I need you any further, I'll contact you.
And I give him my address and phone number. The next day, Morris calls me, and he says that he went up to the site and saw the dogs and talked to their owner. Seems the owner runs a competitive dog sled team and was up there doing some dry ground training on the logging roads. End of story. Aloneness begets habit. Every Wednesday night, I take myself down to Chinatown and treat me to dinner at the same restaurant. I'm in my favorite booth, and I'm having my favorite dish, and my day has gone okay today, but something still isn't right. I don't feel as calm or anonymous as I usually feel here. I didn't sleep that well last night, and I'm suddenly weary. I close my eyes. I smell leather and smoke. And when I open them again, the albino in buckskin is seated in the booth right across from me reading a fortune cookie.
Confucius say, it's too late to close the stable door when the steed is gone. I eat here quite often. This place has the best hot and sour soup in the city. Mind if I join you?
Seems you already have. What's your name?
It's Longbow.
Are you Aboriginal?
No. Longbow is my new name. What's yours?
Bailey. Old name. Did you walk from Bragg Creek?
No, I have a car. The food looks good tonight. I love the ginger fried squid here.
Dig in.
Really?
Yeah, clean it up. I'm full.
Thank you. I've been living off the land for a week. Imagine running into you again so soon.
Yeah, imagine. Why'd you vanish so fast yesterday?
It's my flair for the theatrical. Not meant to offend. What did the fish cop at Bragg Creek say about those huskies?
What makes you think I talked to him?
Didn't you?
said they were somebody's sled dogs.
Well, he's wrong. Great squid.
Watch out, Tannis. You've met his kind on the trail before. They'll talk your face off, they'll ask for money, they'll ask to sleep on your couch.
I live in the moral dialectic. Life is about right and wrong. There are no shades of gray. You're either with me or against me. And if you're a reasoning human being, you're asking no less of me. Can you and I coexist on the planet without doing harm to each other? That's the only important question.
This group you work with, the Animal Alliance Society, who started it?
I did.
How many are in it?
Just me.
No compromises, no quarrels.
It's landed me in jail a few times, though.
For doing what?
Oh, I've harassed and threatened people. I've trespassed. I've destroyed property. I basically made a nuisance of myself from coast to coast. I got tossed out of a Greenpeace meeting once.
Oh, yeah?
They think I'm too extreme.
If those huskies weren't sled dogs, what were they doing up there, Longbow?
Do you really want to know?
Why'd you sit down here?
They belong to a man named Tom Sheldon. He's an experienced hunter and trapper, and I believe he has them trained for poaching big game.
That's a strong accusation.
It's the only thing that makes sense to me.
How'd you get on his trail?
Sheldon? Oh, I've been looking for him for quite a long time now. I made a bit of a study of him, actually. He has a violent streak as wide as the sky and the moral constitution of a slug.
What's he after?
Grizzly bear, cougar, wolf. Do you know what the gallbladder of a grizzly is worth as an aphrodisiac in Asia?
No.
Or a cougar rug with head attached, or a stuffed wolf for your rumpus room, a lynx for a pet? Anything that's protected or endangered or exotic has extraordinary value on the black market. It's the way of the bloody world.
So how far are you willing to go with this crusade of yours?
How far would you like me to go?
You presume a lot.
I don't think I do. Go ask the majority. Go dig in its deepest heart and offer to do the dirty work. Offer to catch the fleet offender and correct him. 9 out of 10 people will give you their blessing, and you know I'm right.
Do I?
The Animal Alliance Society accepts donations. I can't offer you a tax receipt, but I promise you a good return on your contribution.
By catching the poacher.
You'll be able to sleep easier.
And if you do catch him?
I'm going to correct him.
You shouldn't take the law into your own hands, Longbow.
The legal system drags its feet, my car's out of gas, and the clock is ticking.
He's looking me square in the eyes. I can't turn away. My rebel blood starts to boil, and I find myself reaching into my purse. In exchange, he gives me his card. His society has no address, and the phone number on it is written in ink. I offer him a ride home, but he declines. He says he wants to sit for a while and do some animal sketches on the tablecloth. I can feel his eyes on my back as I go out the door. And my emotions are mixed. I'm sympathetic, sure. The abuse of wildlife is a travesty, but I still feel foolish for having succumbed to his rhetoric. He didn't ask me what I did for a living. Too self-absorbed? Oh, he got what he wanted, didn't he? He got my $20.
Tom Sheldon. Tom Sheldon, here we are. Yeah, Thomas Andrew Sheldon, also known as Buck. Accused, tried, and sentenced for assault, third offense, 90 days Drumheller Penitentiary. Time served, released, whereabouts unknown, no follow-up. Case closed.
Will you trace a phone number for me?
Sure.
265-5717.
The National Hotel. What are you up to, Bailey? Is your face going to make that funny noise when it falls flat on the floor again?
Thank you, Corporal. The National Hotel. Cheap rooms, fairly central, my district.
Constable!
And here comes Staff Sergeant Mann. Duck!
I need someone to man that speed trap on Memorial Drive. Get going.
Can I woman it, sir?
Don't bug me, Bailey.
Just clowning, sir.
If you want to be a clown, go work in the circus. Oh, by the way, your father called me this morning all the way from Ottawa.
He did? My father?
We had a nice chat. Colonel in the Air Force, huh? I guess you have a lot to live up to.
Well, I...
My father was all Army. He died for his country.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Why did my father call you, sir?
Next time he comes to town, bring him around to meet me. Says he likes to hunt. I want to show him my moose head.
Yes, sir. Oh, this is good.
Get going.
My father and my boss in cahoots, swapping old hunting stories while plotting my demise. I'm surrounded by men with war whoop mentalities. I'm on my way to the speed trap, but when I've decided to stop off at the National Hotel to talk to Longbow first. I'm going to warn him again about taking the law into his own hands. I'm going to offer him some sensible alternatives, and I'm not going to look in his eye.
Longbow. I'll check the registry, but I don't think so.
You would have noticed him, ma'am. He dresses all in leather with tassels, long white hair and braids.
Dougie,
okay. First names are good.
Dougie Long, yeah, the weirdo. He checked into the weekly rate about a month ago, and then right away missed paying his rent. He asked me if I needed any work done around here instead, so I've got him cleaning hallways and taking the garbage out and stuff. Did he do something bad?
No, not at all. He's a witness to something. I just need a statement.
Room 23. He's a weirdo, all right. Don't start him talking or you'll be sorry.
Thank you. Longbow? Are you in there?
I enter and stop in my tracks.
My God.
The walls of his room are covered with drawings. It's a myriad collage of wild animals of all kinds in pencil and pen and red crayon. The man is an artist. It's stunningly beautiful. And ominous. There's writing on the walls, too. Save the animals, correct the perpetrator, and... Hello, Constable Bailey. Maybe we'll meet again someday. I go back out to Bragg Creek after work, and I ride up to the site again. The kennel is gone, and so are the dogs, but the trailer hasn't moved an inch.
Open wide, Mr. Locke. We are...
The smell nearly knocks me over.
Ah!
There's a body on the floor of the trailer in a pool of blood. I look closer. This man has been stabbed in the gut.
Be ye corrected, pal.
I call the RCMP and the investigation ensues. His name is Tom Sheldon. He matches Morris's description of the dog's litter. The medical examiner's report is pending. I tell the investigators everything I know about Longbow, and tonight I sleep restlessly. I dream of huskies and buckskin and eagles and knives. 2 days have gone by. Longbow is wanted and still at large. It's Saturday night, and every Saturday night I meet up with Donaldson.
You look pensive, Ace.
I feel accountable.
Why?
Because I donated $20 to a madman's cause. He bought gas for his car, drove out to Bragg Creek, and killed a person.
That doesn't make you an accessory.
What does it make me, then?
$20 poorer.
Well, I want it back. I want the whole encounter back. I would have handled things differently.
You didn't know he was going to kill somebody.
I saw the potential.
You're overstating it.
Where the hell is he?
They'll find him.
What did he do with the huskies? How did he know I talked to Morris about them? How did he know I was a cop? Did he see me at that restaurant by accident, or did he follow me there? And if he knew I was a cop, why did he inveigle me? Why did he give me his phone number? Why did he write my name on his bloody wall?
Uh-oh.
What?
You've got that look in your eye.
What look?
The one that says you're going to do something stupid and it's going to land you in boiling fat. Fight it off. Send it packing. Go by the book or don't go at all and stay in your jurisdiction.
Of course I will.
I'm always here for you, Constable.
Thank you, Detective.
The medical examiner's report came in. Sheldon was dead 3 days before I found him. That means he was already dead the night I met Longbow in the restaurant. It's Sunday evening, and on Sunday evenings when I'm not on duty, I go jogging along the river. I'm staying within my regimen. I believe that Longbow is watching me, and I believe he will try to encounter me again.
Hello?
Bailey.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Officer Morris from Bragg Creek.
What do you want?
Need to talk. Where are you?
I'm running beside the river. What's going on?
I'm sitting in my vehicle in front of your house, 55 New Street.
Oh, what are you doing there, Morris?
Need to talk.
Okay, start talking.
So, this evening, I was riding my horse in the timber just west of the town site. There's a nest of eagles out there I've been keeping my eye on. I get a call on my cell. Seems there's a big animal of some description in somebody's backyard going through the garbage. So I ride over there, and when I get close to the residence, an animal, indeed of some description, comes out of the brush right in front of me. My horse gets spooked, throws me off, runs away, and now I'm on foot.
Where is this leading to, Morris?
Well, the animal was a man, an albino in buckskin.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Oh, and then?
He vanishes into the brush on the other side of the road, and I limp back to the office. I've punctured my hand, as you can see, and I'm washing it off in the rain barrel there when a car drives by. And the driver of that car is the same said creature in leather. So I jump in my truck and I follow him into Calgary. He drives into Inglewood. He stops in front of your house. He gets out and he disappears behind your house and he hasn't come back yet. I think he's in your house, Bailey. Does he have a key?
What are you insinuating? Do you think I'm harboring him?
Are you?
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, do you want me to call a cop?
Morris, I am a cop.
Nice badge.
I don't have my gun. Are you coming?
I'm right behind you, kid.
We go in together. My house smells faintly of leather and smoke. The back door has been jimmied open with a knife. We check the rooms under the bed, behind the couch, in the shower. He's been here and gone, but he's left his car behind on the street right out front. Too weird for words.
Let me ask you something, Morris. You knew that Longbow was a suspect in the murder of Tom Sheldon, so why didn't you call for some backup?
Because I guess I'm a bit like you. I guess I'm a bit of a maverick. I guess I wanted all the glory.
That's a lot of guesses. You want something for that hand? It's bleeding through the bandage.
It's fine.
Let me change it. It smells infected.
It's fine. I'm going to go out and have a look inside of his car.
No, sir, you're not. You have no jurisdiction here. This is police business now, and that car will be impounded. Thanks for your cooperation, though. If we need you any further, we'll contact you.
I'll be talking to your superior.
Good night, officer. He leaves the house and drives away. And I go through Longbow's car myself. Chinese food cartons, magazines. There's a blanket and a pillow in the back seat, which he took from the hotel. He's been sleeping in his car. And now I see that he's left the key in the ignition. I turn it. The gas gauge reads empty. I search my house again, but I can't find anything missing or disturbed or left behind. Hello?
It's me.
Longbow?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in a phone booth nearby. I didn't kill Sheldon. You have to believe me.
What were you doing in my house?
I came to give myself up to you.
Then why didn't you?
Because I realized too late that fish cop from Bragg Creek had followed me into Calgary. My car was running on fumes. I actually coasted down the block to your house. I knew you were probably out jogging, so...
I'm listening.
So I decided to borrow your car instead.
That should have occurred to me.
A lot of people keep their keys on top of the fridge. Why do you think that is?
Let's analyze that another time.
Is that fish cop still out there?
He keeps circling, yeah.
Do you believe me that I didn't kill Sheldon?
You have motive and opportunity, man.
But I'm not a killer. It does not fulfill my need for the spectacle. I want an audience, Bailey. I was going to tar and feather the bastard and parade him through Bright Creek with a sign around his neck. I even made the sign. It says perpetrator.
Give yourself up to me, Longbow.
You don't believe me. Well, I'll show you. I'll show all of you. Find those dogs, and you'll find the true killer.
Longbow. Damn it.
And just then I see Morris drive by the house again. I run to the door. I'm going to wave him down for assistance. I reach for the doorknob. It's covered with Morris's blood. Not so fast.
Infected. In an hour?
Morris parks down the block a ways from Longbow's car, sneaks back, and starts looking inside of it. Confucius say, zeal without wisdom is a runaway horse. Bailey's amendment. Wisdom comes later. I hit the back door and run like hell. It's pouring rain. I'm lying in the back of Morris's truck underneath a canvas tarpaulin with a dead sheep. I'm not kidding you. We went through Bragg Creek about 20 minutes ago, and now we're heading west into the hills. That was a cattle gate. It's still raining as we drive into a piece of private property and up to a building. What looks like a barn, and stop. There's a few other buildings on the property, including a house. Is this where Morris lives? I jump out. Morris drags the tarp away, pulls the dead sheep out of the truck, and hauls it into the barn. I sneak behind the barn. What do you know? My car is sitting there. I find a window. The seven huskies are in the barn inside of that portable kennel. Morris is feeding the dogs from a big bag of dried food and putting water into their pans. Then he hauls the dead sheep to one of those big round barrels for transporting bears in, carefully opens the trap, and throws the sheep inside.
What the hell?
Then he leaves the barn, walks across the yard, and goes into the house.
Cautiously, Tanner.
And I go into the barn.
Hi there, guys. Remember me?
Then I go to the bear trap. It's dark in there, and at first I don't see anything, but I sense something strongly. Now I see a large, dark form and two yellow eyes staring at me like a demon.
Wolf.
It's Longbow standing behind me.
He's being bred with those huskies. They're all females. Dogs crossed with wolves are extremely valuable on the black market. The pups will be sold all over the continent, even in Europe, for dog sledding, for pets, for bragging rights. Very exotic. It took Sheldon 2 whole months to trap this big guy here. Isn't he beautiful?
He followed us from Calgary.
I was parked up the street. When I saw you jump into the back of Morse's truck while he was going through my car, I knew you were onto something.
Cool.
We're a team. We're simpatico, Bailey.
Yeah, simpatico.
How did you do it? How did you figure on Morse for being the killer?
A dog bite.
Let's go get him.
I don't have my gun. I don't have my cuffs.
Both of you. Hands on top of your head.
Murderer. Vilifier. Abuser.
You pig-eyed creep.
We know the whole story, Morse. You and Buck Sheldon were partners in this. He betrayed you somehow, and you killed him. And now you have to kill us. Well, you'll never get away with it. Do something, then.
Give me the rifle, Morris.
I didn't kill Sheldon.
I know you didn't.
I found him in the trailer. I sort of panicked. I kind of lost my head.
Let's not make this any more complicated than it needs to be.
I love animals.
Just give me your rifle.
I'll let the wolf go.
Give it to me.
Longbow grabs me from behind and puts his knife at my throat.
We're leaving now.
Longbow.
We're leaving, you're driving, and the fist drop is incoming.
Longbow, listen to me. We're simpatico. We understand each other, right?
Be quiet.
You were cellmates with Sheldon. In prison, in Drumheller.
Cut your throat open.
He treated you badly.
No.
He hurt you.
No.
His hand relaxes. I take the knife from him easily. He falls to his knees on the floor of the barn.
Morris?
Yeah. Jeez. Why did I do this?
How are they treating you?
I'm a novelty. How did you get in here to see me? I mean, you're testifying against me. Isn't there some kind of rule about this?
Probably.
Cool.
You go first.
The day we met in the woods, I was waiting for Sheldon to come back. He'd been gone for 3 days. I was sleeping with the dogs. And Bailey, it's true. I really was going to tar and feather him.
I believe you.
He drove up in his truck, pulling that bear trap behind. He went into the trailer, and when I saw that poor wolf in the trap, I just couldn't control myself. God, poaching is one thing, but what Sheldon was planning to do...
Was sinister.
Yes.
How did you know I was a cop?
Graduation ring.
I forget it's even there.
Why hide it? It's a noble profession. I admire you.
And then you started to follow me.
You're a creature of habit. Being alone so much will do that to a person.
You figured I could help you pin the murder on Morris.
After I killed Sheldon, I sat there with that wolf for hours. I should have just let him go and walked away, but I wanted to be with him for a while. Big mistake.
Morris rides up on his horse.
I hide in the bushes. Morris finds the body. He looks at the dogs, looks at the wolf, paces around.
And sees a good thing.
The temptation was too strong.
He locks the trailer, puts the dogs in the back of the truck.
Gets bit once.
And drives away towing the bear trap and his horse behind.
Your turn.
I didn't believe that those huskies were trained to hunt big game, and I didn't believe our meeting in the restaurant was by chance. After I found out what your real name was, it was easy to find out who your cellmate was in Drumheller. What did he do to you, Longbow?
What didn't he do, Bailey?
I'm sorry.
Is there a little part of you glad for what I did?
Glad? No. See you in court.
Big audience.
Douglas David Long. He was in jail on his third breaking entry conviction. There was nothing political or activist about it, and he wasn't known from coast to coast. He started reading about animal rights while doing his time, and coupled with Sheldon, well, as close as I can put a name to it, he went through a metamorphosis. Dougie went in, and Longbow came out. Morris admitted to everything. He actually wept. Shame is a powerful force. When I had my day in court, Staff Sergeant Mann just sat there and sort of stared at me dumbfounded. While the police service encourages individualism, self-motivation, and a creative approach to problem-solving, apparently she shakes her head at off-duty escapades. I have to take some counseling and judgment and restraint. Judgment and restraint in what? My moral will? In my simple, inquiring self? I haven't ridden coffee in weeks. God, I love this country. Look, there's a deer.
You've been listening to the fourth episode of Bailey's Way by Gordon Pengilly. The play was called Longbow's Justice and starred Esther Purvis-Smith as Tanis Bailey. The others in today's cast were Tom Rooney as Longbow, Dennis Fitzgerald as Morris, Grant Lindeberg as Donaldson, David Lorraine as Sergeant Mann, Georgie Collins as the hotel manager, and Jim Layden as the file clerk. The music was composed by Dave Hamilton and was performed by Dave Hamilton, Miles Jackson, Neil Bentley, and Ray McAndrew. The recording engineer was Bob Doble, who also created the sound effects. The program was produced and directed in Calgary by Marty Fishman. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. The executive producer of The Mystery Project is Bill Howell. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan.